Well, all the way through today, you may have seen my tweets on the hashtag ACSimp11, but you also may have seen some from Craftspace who have been doing some great targeted tweets just the way that they should be, which is reporting what's going on in a session and not necessarily just announcing that they are there. And I've got Deirdre here with me, and I'm going to find a little bit about what Craftspace is. So tell me about Craftspace.
Oh, we're basically an organisation that's very curious about all things to do with making, makers making, how people, you know, consider themselves to be exploring ideas, and so it's quite broad in a sense.
So you and Twitter, do you do social media for them, or are you just part of the Craftspace team? You're an artist. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm the director of Craftspace.
Okay.
So we're just a small team, and we've been using social media probably for the last only 2 years. I was quite surprised when someone said Twitter was only 5 years old. So I thought, oh, we're not doing badly because we've used it for 2 years. And I think only just now, actually, we're starting to sort of see the benefits of really networking and communicating on it, and some really tangible results coming through that, you know, actual things that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Twitter. So we can actually, you know, things that have enabled programming, that have enabled connections. So that's really fascinating for me. And it's only really this year that I've been tweeting from conferences and trying to practice that and you know, not being embarrassed to get my laptop out and
tangible.
Doing
I like that word, tangible. I think the arts have got so much to put forward in this sort of digital space, because we are doing and practicing and sharing and telling stories. It's what we do, and grasping hold of digital media and using it as a medium in its own right to tell our stories, I think is great. So what sort of artists and crafts are you working with, and some of these tangible things, can you give us a little bit more about tangibility?
We've got an artist called Amy Houghton who's been working with us, and we were so new to everything, we used a particular touring exhibition that launched about 2 years ago to say to ourselves, well, we'll just go all out to sort of test, you know, digital platforms and social media in different ways, and never mind if it fails, we just do it and see how it goes and feel our way and test it. So we commissioned our first digital commission, which, you know, we had no idea what it was going to be, but Amy Houghton is an artist who uses archives and interrogates them through digital media. So she creates wonderful animations, which are physical things that you do go and visit in the gallery, but also we commissioned her to do an online commission. So she's we've got a project called Tweave, which is a project that uses online, that uses Twitter to feed into a digital weave, and it started that way, but what we found was that the digital weave was actually quite a boring thing to look at. It didn't substitute for a real, you know, a weave that you can touch and feel. And the hashtags weren't working properly, because if the idea was that makers would tweet about things they were making and describe them and start to have a conversation with each other about them. So if you were embroidering a cow onto a, you know, whatever, and you put hashtag cow in, of course it was going to pick up every hashtag cow around the world. And so you could end up not being able to follow the making conversation in that. So it's now modified, and it's changed itself into a soundscape, so it's now using Audioboo to record making sounds and enter those in and geotag them, so you can see where that sound was made. So I quite like the way it's just evolved.
We're about to be called in, people can hear this. I want to continue this conversation, Deirdre, so hopefully we'll get to talk either off Audioboo or again meet up again. Thank you really very much, and all the best for your tweeting for the rest of the day.
Right, thank you.